On last week's Magic Bus, I did promise that we'd talk about anal sex tomorrow. Yes, I've finally given in to cannibals' demands, whining, bitching, complaining, and will devote tomorrow night's bus to a discussion of anal sex. We'll see how long it lasts before the conversation turns to food and various forms of cock teasing. Actually, I have lots of chats about anal sex. Many of my callers want to talk about doing it or experiment with fucking themselves with a dildo while on the phone with me. For some, it's their first time. I do love a dildo virgin. I'm always more than happy to guide a beginner down the happy highway of anal love. Any discussion about anal sex will inevitably turn to strap-on play. Strap-on play. When it comes to anal sex, I'm very much a giver and not a taker. I'm just generous that way. As far as I'm concerned, it's much better to give than to receive. And even though I might threaten you with my biggest, fattest strap-on, in reality, it gives me the most pleasure to introduce you and my strap-on in the most gentle manner. I want you to love it. Just consider the threats as part of my rather twisted, sadistic sense of humour. And if you'd like to experience more of my rather twisted, sadistic sense of humour, you may call me the Empress Catherine at 800-356-6169 or follow my blog at www.strokemistress.com to see what I'm up to now.